thing that we'd like to talk about is the days of the week, in terms that you may have heard of or know of the days of the week. First, would you give me all seven of the days of the week?
Just me saying the way you that's right. It. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Do you remember any special names for any of the days of the week that you might have heard in the past?
When I was a little girl, some of the people who lived near us called Monday wash day because they did the washing every Monday. We never did. But they did, so that might be one thing you think of. I don't think of anything else.
Did they have any special names maybe for Sunday or for Saturday?
No, I don't think so. I don't think of any.
Were there any kind of rhymes that they used when maybe when you were a child to remember the day, names of the days of the week?
I can't think what it was. Something about Tuesday's child is fair of face, Monday's child is full of grace, Tuesday's child is fair of face. That's all I remember.
Can you tell me how you would greet a person if you saw them early in the day?
Good morning.
And suppose it was, say, after 12 o'clock in the day.
How are you?
How late in the day would you use good morning?
Until noon.
And then what would you say after that?
If I weren't formal, I might say good afternoon, but I'd never say that. I'd just say hello.
What do you call the time, say, between 3 in the afternoon and 5?
I call it afternoon, but years ago in this area, they called it evening.
Oh, they did?
They'd say they were going somewhere this evening, and the reason I know that is because my mother was from Ohio, and she noticed things like that, you know, and when she first came down here, and people would say they were going somewhere this evening, she thought they meant evening after supper, you know, and then they'd come by along in the afternoon, and she didn't know what they meant by that. So I know that's authentic.
What do you call evening then, night?
I would call it night. I had to go to the bridge club Thursday night. I wouldn't say Thursday evening.
Evening.
I might if I were writing something or other, but not in informal speech.
Evening is just more of a formal usage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anything after 5 o'clock, say, would be night.
I think I would say so. Mm-hmm. And that calling the afternoon evening is not common now. But it evidently was. Now, my mother came south. She married in 1900, married here in Rome in 1900. And in those early days of this century, they said evening, the afternoon, but I don't think they do it now.
What do you call the last regular meal that you eat during the day?
When we were growing up, we never called it anything but supper. But now, if I'm asking anybody to go out with me for dinner, I'd say dinner, most likely. But we still say supper informally at home. I would come in and say, what you want me to fix for supper? So, though it's changed considerably, people call it dinner who didn't do so when I was a child. But still, it's a little bit formal, mostly just asking people to have dinner with you, mm-hmm. the hotel or something.
Does it have anything to do with how heavy the meal is?
Might have. Now, we never used the term lunch. When I was growing up, we had breakfast, dinner, and supper. But today, if I said dinner, it wouldn't mean middle of the day. It would mean the night meal. And of course, ordinarily, sometimes you call people and they just come by for supper, while you might mean you weren't going to have any elaborate meal. Think you might get that distinction.
What do you call the first meal that you have in the day?
It's called breakfast.
And what do you call the second one, the middle one?
Lunch, I believe, is the common thing I'd call it today. I'd take somebody to lunch. I'd ask what you want me to fix for lunch, so I'd say that we have changed completely there since I can remember. You see, from breakfast the same, but dinner and supper have been replaced by lunch and dinner for the most part.